The news on English Waves, good afternoon. CNN has announced that the Russian government has compromising information on Donald Trump, including allegations concerning a sex tape, but the Kremlin has denied these claims, calling them fake and aimed at damaging Moscow's relations with Washington. These alleged revelations come just a few hours before the first press conference of the new American president. Of all that I've done in my life, I'm most proud to be a dad. This was the moving tribute Barack Obama paid to his daughters in Chicago last night in his farewell address as U.S. president. President Obama defended his legacy after 8 years in office, underlining the successes in reducing unemployment, health with Obamacare, and also international affairs with the reestablishment of relations with Cuba. In reference to his famous 2008 mantra, "Yes, we can," he concluded his speech with, "Yes, we did." France now. Emergency wards are stretched to capacity, and extra nursing staff is being called in as reinforcements. The Minister of Health, Marisol Touraine, has admitted that the flu epidemic was becoming worrying, and yesterday called on GPs to take in patients in order to ease the pressure on emergency departments, which are reaching breaking point. The situation is particularly difficult in the north, where the Lance and Armentières hospitals have triggered a public health emergency response. Cécile Bourgeon, who'd been sentenced to 5 years in prison for the involvement in the death of a daughter, is to remain in prison. In accordance with the recommendation of the assistant public prosecutor, the appeals court in Riom has turned down her request for an early release. Finally, sport, and this evening, the World Men's Handball Championship gets underway. As you probably know, France is hosting the event, and as such, will be playing in the opening match against Brazil this evening, scheduled to start at 8:45. That was the news from all of us at English Waves. A very good afternoon.